We welcome in, and I hate to say this, former Razorback quarterback Tyler Wilson, but Tyler playing his last game last Friday as a Razorback. Tyler, thanks so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm good, Trey. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Doing good. Thanks for joining us. Tyler, first off, I want to read this to you. We have Keithley Service Company Live Fan Feedback that listeners can get right into us via Live Fan Feedback. Very tech savvy, if you will. And David in Searcy says, let Tyler know that we really appreciate his commitment to the University of Arkansas under such difficult circumstances and are proud to have him as a Razorback. Good luck in the NFL. We know you'll have a fantastic career, and I know that that is next on the horizon for you.
Well, that's pretty special. I appreciate that time here. Arkansas obviously had a great time and enjoyed every minute of it. And, very thankful for the fans and support I've had here.
Tyler, man, love your work. Love you the way you go about it. And, it sucks that you didn't have the season that you wanted to have. It's kind of the same way my senior year. We didn't make a bowl game. It didn't go the way we wanted it to. But, love your competitiveness and your desire. And I know these next 6 months are going to be really hectic for you. Can you talk a little bit about the agents that are kind of recruiting you? And it's almost like you're a junior, senior in high school, checking right. The mailbox every day, getting letters. And how's that process been so far?
I'm good, Matt. Hey, I'm good to talk to you. I'm a big fan of yours growing up. Like you said, man, it's just like recruiting in high school again. For going into college, this week's going to be big for me interviewing agents, and I think I'm going to have five guys in Thursday and Friday of this week, kind of to go over a number of things that are going to be thrown at you during the next 5 months, and obviously that's the minor portion of it, and then the greater portion being having somebody and finding somebody that's going to be with you throughout your career and advise you on a number of steps that'll be taken during that career.
Yeah, are your parents going to be with you when you're doing that?
I sure hope so.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I could make all that stuff happen by myself.
But, yeah,
my luckily I've got two good parents that they're going to help me out.
Yeah, that's definitely important. I had my parents helping me out. What about like Senior Bowl, East-West Shrine Game? Has any of those games been contact with you, or do you look forward to playing in one of those games? And would you play?
Yeah, both have contacted me and invited. It'll probably be Senior Bowl, and I really wanted to iron out the agent situation and get their viewpoint on that. But for right now, I think it's looking like Senior Bowl, and anxious to get down there and compete and work with NFL staffs and all that stuff that goes on down there. I think it'll be good for me.
Tyler, some more Keithley Service Company Live Fan Feedback. Eric P. in Little Rock, thanks for the good times, Tyler. You are one tough cookie. Talk about the hits that not only this year but last year that you took and how you were just able to keep bouncing back up. And I know the one against Louisiana Monroe, unfortunately, you couldn't bounce back from as quickly as you would have liked.
Right. There were some shots you take, and part of that's sometimes they're fun, sometimes they're not. I always said when you throw a ball and take a shot and it's complete, it never hurts as bad as it does.
Right.
When it's incomplete or intercepted. So, I've always kind of enjoyed that aspect of it. But unfortunately, that one at Monroe got me. But I was able to hang in there for the majority of the other ones. So, it was a special ride. And I enjoyed that aspect of kind of having that mentality of standing in there and delivering a ball, even though you're getting hit every now and then.
Can you talk a little bit about your responsibilities as far as when a play comes in the huddle and you go up to the line of scrimmage? Was there always just one play called? Do you have set audibles? That change different games, or when a play's called? Is it kind of a two-play type deal where you can always change it to either a run or a different type of pass?
What we did a lot of times, my responsibility, sometimes we were no huddle, sometimes we were huddle. And, you know, most of the time on a huddle call, and even in a no huddle call, a lot of times we'd have one play called in the huddle, and based on that formation of the play that was called, we have a number of checks based on what the defense has given us. So first down, we'll call a deep play action pass, and if first down's obviously a pretty conservative down, if we're not given the look we want, I have the complete freedom to check out of the play and get us into a good run. And that was kind of the rule on play action downs: get us into a good run. If it's not the exact right look, and so if they're blitzing us on first down, I get to North Bruce or East Georgia base run check that gives us numbers, gives us advantage run game, and really that's having that opportunity, having that ability, quarterback, I think gives me a pretty good shot at the next level because that's what is demanded of you. And gave us an advantage to Arkansas because, not a whole lot of other teams were doing that.
Tyler, when you look back at your time at the University of Arkansas, what will you remember the most?
I think, I'm going to try to take it in as a complete, take the whole career in at one and all the positives and not dwell on just the senior season. I think, there were so many more memories for me throughout my time, and especially sophomore, junior year, probably being my two favorite years. One, because we were winning, but two, I had a lot of role play in that, and that was fun. And kind of the guys you grow up with, the guys you're there with in college, your sophomore and junior season, you're kind of all there together. And as a fifth year guy, that seemed like some of the guys leave and you're not as close to, some of the guys you were, when you were a sophomore and junior. So that those times for me were probably the most special. But, there's a lot of great memories.
Talk a little bit about Dennis Johnson and Kobe Hamilton, your relationship with them and what they mean to you. I know when I was playing that you love the guys that can make plays for you and it just gives you a confidence. Just talk a little bit about them too.
I was talking with somebody last night and I said, not only as a quarterback do you have to come in the huddle and bring confidence to everybody, but you also got to step in the huddle and see confidence from everybody else. And Dennis and Kobe were those guys for me. You could tell when Kobe was ready to make a play, or just by the way he looked at you. You could tell that Dennis was in the zone, or when Nile was, and you kind of get to know your guys and know when they're ready to make plays, and kind of that mentality there for you. Both those guys brought it to the table pretty regularly, and so that's why you try to get them the ball.
Did you and Kobe kind of y'all could just have a look? I know. When I built a relationship with George Wilson and Marcus Monk, but we could just tell when a play was called, and you could just glance at each other in that huddle, and that he's ready to go. And when it comes to being an audible, or if it's cover two, you got to hit him in the hole, that type of deal, you knew Kobe was going to be right there for you.
Yeah, no question. Knew that most of the time he was going to, if you didn't throw him the best ball, he was going to find a way to either bat it down or find a way to make an outstanding catch. And that's why you go to those guys, because you trust them.
Right.
And definitely when you're you get a play call that you both like, look at him and glance at him in the huddle and break it with some confidence.
Tyler, Paul Petrino said after the game that he's got so much respect for you that he broke down, got a little choked up when he was talking about you and the things he's going to miss, and he basically said he would do anything for you. As a quarterback, how does that make you feel when your coach says that, there's nothing that I wouldn't do for this guy?
Well, it's special. You spend a lot of hours with somebody, especially, as much as we spent with each other and at practice every single day when you're getting yelled at and screamed at sometimes, and it's because they love you. And with him, it was we had a special connection, and it's tough anytime your time's up with somebody like that because you care a lot about them and you got a ton of respect for him, and I think that was mutual between me and Coach Petrino. You know, so I wish him the best. Sent him a number of texts, you know, throughout the time, and here recently, wish him the best of luck. And it's kind of tough to go out like that.
We some more live fan feedback. Everybody just loves you. And he says, "What's some of the advice you're going to give to Brandon Allen?" And then, what are some of your strengths and weaknesses? What do you think going to the next level? You do a lot of things good. What do you think your weakness is, and what do you think you're going to work on, and what are your strengths?
Well, I think, for Brandon Allen, he's an incredible talent. I mean, he throws the ball as good, if not better at times than I do, and, spins the ball really well, a spiral. That's, one thing I'm envious of is how good he throws the spiral. I mean, the ball just kind of zips through the wind when it's windy, and sometimes I kid him about that. I mean, he throw better than I do, but I think he's gonna be great, and I just can't tell him to continue to work hard and all that kind of stuff, and provide him with some motivation as much as I can, and as far as me on the next level, you can't ever stop learning, can't ever stop working and continuing to get better. I think for me in the off season, I'm gonna continue to build on my frame, continue to get bigger and stronger. I think that's big, especially going through the combine and all that stuff. It's important for me to be in the best physical shape I can be in and understand the game more mentally. Footwork, I think, will be big for me. I think I have a little bit of an unusual ability to throw from a number of different, spots and footwork and arm angles, but I can use that, a little bit more to my advantage. Finding ways to move in the pocket and allow my protection to help me, and that's something I will definitely work on this offseason.
Yeah, that's really big. I know that Byron Leftwich, David Grohr, those are the quarterbacks I had, but the quarterback coach always told them, and they worked on it. It's kind of like Dirk works on his jumper. It's never a set jumper. Very rarely, and you're a golfer too, very rarely is the ball in the fairway just sitting perfect. You are kind of making throws sidearm, over the top. You're never just set. You're always moving a little bit, and that's something you do very well.
I appreciate it, and I know, those guys, at the next level, those guys are never hitting a fastball off the middle of the plate. They're always ad-libbing and trying to throw from different angles, for sure.
Tyler, if you can, take us back and go through the coaches that you've had in your career, the Rick Jones at Greenwood, a Bobby Petrino, Paul Petrino. How have they prepared you for the next step that you take and now eventually going to the NFL?
Well, I've had, luckily I've had some really good guys. And that being said, I think, I'm prepared. Coach Jones at Greenwood was probably one of my biggest mentors. I think, I really appreciate and respect the way he went about coaching the game. And obviously he's been really, really successful at Greenwood. And I think my dad growing up was kind of my guy to go to, although he didn't play a lot of football. He kind of guided me and was always a big positive role model for me. And then in college, had guys that really understood the game and developed me and put me in a position that I'm at now, and very, very thankful for that. I think it's going to put me in a position where I can be successful, at this next level.
When you were growing up, I know when I was growing up, Tommy Frazier, Charlie Ward, they were some of my favorite players and who I idled and wanted to be. Who was some of your quarterbacks or whatever player they were when you were growing up that you wanted to be, going to that next
he
level?
He wanted to be you. He just wasn't as tall and as fast.
That's not a good one.
If King of Sandlot football, in my generation was Matt Jones. But I love watching you play.
Thank
definitely,
you.
Definitely, you were one of my guys I watched, as well as Brett Favre, because I kind of tried to tailor my game after him. He was a tough guy. He threw the ball. He kind of played a little bit wild, and everybody loved him. you know, and then the class, you know, there's John Elway, there's, you know, 96 to 98 was kind of the, those years that I remember growing up and I first really kind of fell in love with football, and that's when Brett and Elway were kind of battling back and forth. So those were kind of my guys growing up.
Yeah, you definitely remind me of Brett Favre, and I got to watch some film on him, and he would throw the football before the guy's doing a double move about 20 yards away, 30 yards away, and before he's even done doing his first little bit of his double move, he would throw the ball. I mean, just exceptional timing, and that's something you do well also.
Well, I appreciate it. And, Brett was my guy.
Tyler, some more Keithley Service Company live fan feedback. Big Mike in Russellville says, thank you, Tyler. Your leadership was very much appreciated this year. Patsy in Little Rock says, ditto, we appreciate everything Tyler did and how he represented the team and university. Best wishes to him at the next level. And D in Mountain Home says, Chuck Norris tells jokes about how tough Tyler Wilson is.
That's good. That's good.
What advice would you give to in-state recruits that they look at going out of state? I don't know where else you were looking at who it came down to, Arkansas and someone else, but what advice would you tell them? And, you know, how receptive the Arkansas fans are. I've always said Arkansas fans are the best in the nation. But what advice would you give to those high school guys that are thinking maybe of going somewhere else?
Well, I mean, they really are. I mean, you know, I would have done it no other way than come here to the University of Arkansas, especially with the way it played out. You know, one, I'm here close to my family. You know, this is the program I grew up watching. And all my friends are here too at the U of A, and so that gives me an aspect of, you know, when times aren't so good, you got all your buddies around you to kind of pick you up and help you out, and you know, it's a great school to go to. I mean, I've got a great relationship with a number of the faculty and teachers that have really brought me in with open arms, and you know, I've always said, you know, it's not always about the coaches. Never pick a program based on a coach. Not that that's not a bad reason to, but it's because, you know, there's no loyalty anymore as far as the staff goes. I mean, you know, I've had a number of coaches during my career here, you know, but luckily, you know, I only had to go through really one change, but, you know, anymore, there's a lot of changing, and, you know, you pick a program for the school, for the atmosphere, for a number of other reasons. And you know, I've enjoyed every bit of Arkansas, and you know, I'd say let's build a fence around the program, keep them here.
Chris and BB says, Tyler, we in the 5A high school conference couldn't have asked for a better representative and role model for the new groups. We still remember the beating you gave us in the playoffs. Thanks for the memories. And then Jonathan and Benton says, thanks, Tyler, for what you have done for the program. Hope you get drafted by my Kansas City Chiefs. And that leads me into my next question. Are you sure? Would you want to go to the Chiefs, or would you want to go? Where would you want to go?
You know, hey, Kansas City's close to home. It's, you know, it's got a lot of great aspects to it. You know, I'm for going a number of places, you know, anywhere that's going to, you know, welcome me in and you know, pay my housing, you know, anywhere's fine with me, but Kansas City's, you know, a place I could kind of relate to growing up here in the Midwest. So
you talk about the school and the program there. What was your degree? Are you going to graduate? Have you graduated?
Well, it's kind of funny this past year. I have graduated. I'm working on my internship right now.
There we go.
Final step. Sport management was my major. There is my major, I guess. So, you know, finished up the degree here in 4 years, and you know, I've enjoyed it and liked every bit of it.
And as soon as we have the Kansas City talk, here comes the Dallas Cowboy talk. Tyler, thank you for being a Razorback. This from Dustin in Perryville. Please go to the Cowboys and lead them back to the glory days, LOL. Will you be at the state championship Saturday at War Memorial in Greenwood? Moves up to 6A and takes on the mighty Pine Bluff Zebras.
Yeah. Dallas would be a nice place, too.
You can't play the offensive line, though. They got to get some line in there. That's for sure.
But, you know, I haven't made up my mind whether I'm going to be in Little Rock yet on Saturday. But my cousin's playing quarterback for the Bulldogs, so wish them the best of luck. I know Pine Bluff's a pretty good team this year, so I'm not sure if I'll be at the game on Saturday yet, but
yep.
Hope my alma mater pulls it off.
People don't understand how hectic your schedule right now for the next 6 months is going to be a blur.
And if you're not there, Tyler, you can listen to it right here on the Buzz Radio Network.
That's good.
Tyler, thanks so much for joining us. Thanks so much for being a great Razorback, and thanks so much for your time. And I don't think people realized how actually hurt you were at times this year on the field.
And good luck to you in the rest of your career.
Hey, I appreciate it, Matt. Thanks so much, Trey, for having me on.
All right, we'll play golf soon.
That sounds good. Let's tee it up.
Okay, thanks, Tyler.
All right, see you guys.